delicious meal the next day. So those are good things to think about with that empty space opening up after we pull that garlic.
Okay, well, let's make a deal. Let's keep reminding me about green manure, because I'm not going to have a lot of space until the end when I start putting the garden to bed, and I really want to do that this fall. But
and fall is another really great time to start seeding some of that space with green manure crops.
Okay. Now the big question is tomatoes. Tomatoes are kind of a challenge, particularly I'm up valley a little ways, and it's really a challenge as you get up higher and get shorter and shorter days. What's going on with your tomatoes? Let's start there.
Well, my tomatoes are looking green and lush. They're starting to act like maybe summer has arrived. They've been, like many tomato crops in the valley, growing nice and slow with all this cool temperature. But they're starting to set fruit mm-hmm. and act like maybe we're going to get a nice tomato set out of them. So I've had a lot of folks ask, well, how do I grow tomatoes? What's the best way to grow them once I plant them in the ground? Do I put them in cages? Do I let them grow just in a heap on the soil? Do I trellis them up so that they're a long, skinny vine?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to those questions are, you know, really any of the above.
Okay.
I've grown them in many